Destination Nordhaus Dunes. I live on the other side of the state, so it takes a short 4-hour drive to get to Nordhaus. I packed my stuff and went to sleep early because I like to wake up at 2 a.m. and start the drive then, just to arrive on a crisp Monday morning. I love re-listening to Four Horsemen and Richard Dawkins, so the drive is always very classy, interesting, and seems pretty short. I arrived in Ludington at 6 a.m. and bought some ice cream. I didn't bother to go into the city. I just got some supplies and drove straight to the Nuremberg trailhead. I take North Stiles Road all the way to the end and then turn right to get on West Tolline Road just for a single moment and take the next left onto North Quaterline Road, and then 2 miles later another left onto the beautiful Nuremberg Road. This one ends with a tidy parking lot at the Nuremberg trailhead. Parking in the woods is actually free. It just takes an extra 5-minute walk. I did it once and it was no trouble. I felt even more like an adventurer. I put on my gear, which consists of multiple fanny packs, and my backpack, grabbed a plastic supermarket bag of food and some goodies, gave myself an extra squirt of bug repellent, and started marching forward. The sound of the gravel beneath my feet woke me up to nature, and I took a deep sigh. Because I carry fanciful contraptions like hammocks, second tents, bear whistles, wolf pokes, old school IBM keyboards, and knives, my backpack is always heavy, and it makes me heavier. So I go slow, and sometimes even have to stop to rest. Going up that big hill around the second bend has always been challenging for me. It is really lovely out there. Your ears perk up to be delighted by chipmunk squeaks, and you can really hear nature in great detail, including bugs and distant bird sounds. Left at the fork, and the dunes are not that far. Before you know it, and if you are lucky and not pay attention, the trail just explodes into sand and dunes. I went north, searching for a green and lonesome campsite, and actually ended up at my old one at the crossroads again. I usually reach it from the north via the West Forest Trail, and you can reach it by taking right at the fork, though I never tried. I just really love walking out by the beach. The backpack becomes a lot lighter when you have all those beautiful vistas. Once I got to the site, I dropped my backpack, set up my tent, and sat there staring at the lake and listening to narrated books. This being Monday, there was no one out there with me. Nordhaus Dunes was all mine. It was just me and philosophers. I took a long walk on the beach and brought a bag of interesting rocks back to the camp. I didn't search for firewood much, as there was a large fallen tree trunk. It was too hard to cut with knives or a small axe, but I brought a handsaw with me and cut large chunks. I get down to the beach to watch the sunset up close, and then hurried back up to start the fire. And as these things go, the logs burned hot and for a long time as I sat there roasting sausages and listening to Giants of Philosophy narrated by Charlton Heston. lonesome and tired. I covered up what remained of the fire, crawled into my tent, and promptly fell asleep.